The art teacher's story. Please understand that superpowers are real. But the real ones are a magnitude more profound than the stuff found in the comics. Hyperrealism or fantasy art is a superpower. And so is selling your art, selling creations that come purely from your heart. Teaching hyperrealism and stylization is extremely powerful, as it helps people out of poverty, and it helps their creativity grow. Elements of stylization, such as glowing eye techniques, or face highlights, or playing with camera focus, are perfectly awesome superpowers as well. As the case is with highlights on the cheek, nose, lip, and possibly the forehead, hyperrealism is more than just realism. Hyperrealism, unlike a mere photo, captures the way the image is processed by our minds. And as you progress beyond the wonders of hyperrealism, you will be stepping into a world of uncharted superpowers. You will actually need a real and fancy journal so that you can write things down. There will be hundreds of things here, not just glowing eye styles, but notes on times of day and backgrounds. To make eyes glow brighter, for example, you don't use a brighter color, nuh-uh. You put your character in the middle of dark woods, among cheerful fireflies, and maybe a patch of foxfire. What better way to show a bright light than to make it shine at night? And to capture a sunset? Goodness, you don't put a sun in your painting. You highlight the ear so that it glows red as if lit by a bright sun from behind. Hundreds and hundreds of things. And not so much about the structure of the head, for example, but just where the most meaningful shadows and highlights go that make the portraits come to life. And not just in your hands. Your journals stand for more. Can you imagine it? It is a deep and dark December. Your defiant heels are clicking on cold concrete. Might as well trade your biggest purse for a backpack. You brought a bunch of tablets with you. You feel footsteps behind you. You try to ignore it, so you keep it cool and ponder the backup tablets that you brought just in case. But eventually, you just have to look. And it is the cheery-eyed lady with the sweet accent that always shows up first in class and never ever says anything. But she hears your every word with awe. Her nose is red, and that totally just made half of your lecture about noses. And she has her tablet under her arm. You smile, she smiles, the universe smiles, and the future of the humankind is brighter for it. Believe you me. You are on a mission. As far as you can tell, Schoolcraft won't call you back next semester. It's just not how they work. So you set your mind on getting these kids from zero to hero every lecture. And it may not be clear to you, but your first two lectures left them freaking the heck out. Orientation is supposed to go slow-mo, but you showed up a few hours early and set up Krita and all the tablets. which cost you $1,000. But fuck it, because your class is a work of art too. And all of them did set up with art sellers. And some art was actually bought, mostly parents, but it absolutely counts. Your third lecture will show every one of your students through and through that they don't have to be scared of poverty anymore. They can see the road. And unbeknownst to you, the young lady behind you is about to make a sale during your lecture. Everyone will just pause. They will look at your rosy smiling face and the portrait that was sold and the young lady squeaking with delight and back to the smiling you. On your fourth lecture, you will read out a note from the customer that they had the portrait printed on a canvas and that they love it. All of your 12 lectures make the kids speechless as you armed each of your meetings with real results. And you are constantly interrupted by squeaks of new sales. The two girls in the middle row that were talking on the first lecture, until they saw how easy portraits are, they actually end up teaching digital art at Peace Corps, and later on end up with a huge fashion design studio. Not only will they never forget you, but they too become teachers. Certainly for their friends, but also one of your students works at U of M, another started her own art school, and the cheery young lady ends up working at the UN. And nothing she does is without that start and end punch that provides results that you taught her. She'll talk about you for decades. She'll say, "Not only did she make each lecture meaningful, but she showed us that we were not poor." Friedrich Nietzsche caught on the importance of art.
"Art is the proper task of life.
Mindful and meaningful life, I might add. Art was never about the works.
Not really, not ever.
It was always about harnessing the power to change the world, about building bridges to greater places, often in the future. Here, you taught your students a way out of poverty, and a way out of guilt of poverty, and a way out of fear of poverty. And they took that beyond anything that you could have grasped. You changed their world. And in return, they changed the world in a way that kept all away from all the terrors of poverty."